Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Charlie from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Orlando?
Nice and balmy.
Nice and balmy, yeah. Now, listen, we were just talking. Have you been over to the Disney World Resort recently? Theme park?
Yes, I have.
Have you checked out the Small World ride? Have you noticed any large people getting stuck on it and getting really mad?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, Charlie, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Charlie's topic?
We'll leave the light on for you.
As in any business, the folks in the hospitality industry are always adapting to better serve their customers, keep a leg up in the competition. Well, this week we read about one hotel chain that's making a bold move to keep their guests comfortable. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of hotels becoming even more hospitable. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Let's go.
All right. First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
A naked guy walks into a hotel. It sounds like a joke, but employees at Britain's Travelodge chain are learning how to deal with nude sleepwalkers. A study by the chain found that there were more than 400 cases of nocturnal strolling in the past year. Almost all men who frequently walk into the lobby wanting newspapers or to check out. 1 of 10 injure themselves, although the report doesn't specify what exactly went bump in the night. Travelodge is telling staff to keep a supply of towels nearby to help guests preserve their dignity. Most of the sleepwalkers, says a spokesman at Edinburgh Sleep Center, suffer from stress and automatically sleepwalk, bend, or sit, and then wake up unable to recall any of their actions.
The Travelodge chain in Britain training their employees to deal with the onslaught of the naked sleepwalkers. Your next story of something new in the world of room service comes from Paula Poundstone.
Finding that puffy pillows and fancy soaps are no longer enough to attract and keep their business travelers loyal, Embassy Suites recently launched their chain's most unique perk, bedtime stories. When hotel guests turn in for the night, an employee may show up at their door to read them a story. It sounds charming enough in a perfect world, but recent guest Andrea Korshak was among many patrons who found it less than charming in the strict sense of the word. I had my toothbrush in my mouth, and I had to throw on a robe and turn off the television while the electrician read me Casey at the Bat. I was dying to spit, let alone sleep, and I'm hearing, but there is no joy in Mudville because Mighty Casey has struck out. General Manager Mark Sonchagrin still has high hopes for the success of the program. People love bedtime stories, he said. And keep in mind, there's a lot of illiteracy in our country. At the very least, it could have been an accommodating way to go after the illiterate dollar.
Bedtime story is an option, wanted or not, at another chain. And lastly, let's hear a story of innovation in the hospitality industry from Morocco.
When the Econo Lodge Motel in Traverse City, Michigan, underwent an undercover cleanliness inspection, the news was mostly good. Bathrooms, floors, and towels were clean. The bedspreads were a different matter. Infrared spy cams found staphylococcus, measles, E. coli, Ebola, and mucus sleeping soundly in these evil deathbed spreads. But the plucky motel turned the crisis to its advantage when it began sponsoring nightly bedspread bonfires. Every night, guests watch as staff solemnly remove the bedspreads, wrap them in shrouds, and march in a cortege to the motel's parking lot, where, at the direction of their manager, dressed as a priestess, they heap the deathbed spreads onto a raging funeral pyre. It's not all serious. Guests bond as they roast marshmallows, sing campfire songs, and marvel at the snap, crackle, pop of ticks being executed. The motel's new slogan, don't let the bed bugs bite, watch them bite the dust.
All right, here are your choices. From Roxanne Roberts, the Travelodge chain in Britain training their employees to deal with the epidemic of naked sleepwalkers. From Paula Poundstone, bedtime stories being offered to customers at a hotel chain. Or from Moraka, an O'Connell Lodge in Michigan, is having a nightly bonfire of the bedspreads to prove how sanitary they are. Which of these is the real story about a new twist in hotel customer service?
Because of, you know, the people taking those sleeping pills and sleepwalking, yeah. I think I'm going to go with number one.
You're thinking Ambien is what you're thinking. You're thinking
Ambien, yeah.
There's like a, what's the word, an epidemic of this sort of thing. All right, your choice then is Roxanne's story of the naked sleepwalkers in Britain. Well, we actually spoke to a representative of this hotel institution to give us the right answer.
What we found is that we've had a sevenfold increase in the number of nude male sleepwalkers. So in response to this research, we've put a seven-step plan together to help, and one of the tips is to ensure they have a constant supply of bath towels at reception.
That was Shakila Ahmed, spokesperson for the Travelodge hotel chain, explaining how the chain plans to train their employees to deal with all the naked sleepwalkers. Congratulations, Charlie. You got it right. Well done.
Thank you.
You earned a point for Roxanne. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye and congratulations.
Bye.